If you are blind or partially sighted, how easy is it to find a gym or a leisure centre or a coach that is accessible, where the staff know how to make the activities or the sports inclusive and understand sight loss? Well, the simple answer is probably not that easy. But that's where British Blind Sport are looking to help. They've created an activity finder, which they are building with the help of accessible organisations, groups, and individuals that should put people in touch. And I'm joined by Logan Gray from BBS. Logan, British Blind Sport obviously is there to introduce blind and partially sighted people to sport, get them involved in different activities they may not even have thought were accessible in the first place. But where did the idea for the activity finder come from, and how will it work?
British Blind Sport did a research piece called Barriers to Participation in Sport around awareness of activities, and that visually impaired people didn't necessarily know where to find activities that they could be really confident in to make contact and know that they were going to get a good experience when they went along. And it has taken us a little bit of time, but the new website and the chance to kind of review everything that we have on there has presented this opportunity, and it's something we're really excited about doing. So what we've done is to launch an appeal for clubs to register themselves for this activity finder, and even visually impaired people who are already attending clubs to encourage their clubs, if they're getting a good experience, to log on there. And what we're kind of banking on is that if a club registers for this activity finder, that they're serious about working with visually impaired people and offering that great experience that I was talking about. So it's something we're really excited about. It's something that's been in the pipeline for a long time. And ultimately, we want this to be the go-to in the UK for people with visual impairments or their family, friends, support workers, whoever, to go there. And you can just enter in your postcode, and a bunch of activities will come up locally that you can see their contact details and reach out to them.
Also joining us, we have Paralympian Sophie Thornhill. Sophie, you've progressed all the way to Paralympic level with your track events, but where did the sort of sporting interest begin?
For me, cycling's sort of been my kind of serious sport ever since I was sort of about 12 years old. At first, I started off doing judo, and I've always been a very sporty person. I was getting involved with PE at school, and I've always loved football. That's sort of come from my dad, so I've always loved to play football in the back garden, my dad and my brother. But yeah, cycling is a sport that I kind of decided to take seriously and took forward to Paralympic level.
So, did you receive some help or advice from British Blind Sport?
Oh yeah, British Blind Sports were amazing with me. You know, they really got me involved with loads of different sports, the main ones being athletics and blind football. I did a lot of athletics with them, and they were really good for people just to kind of get out there and try new things. And for me, thankfully, it allowed me to compete and on a level playing field and get out there and enjoy sport.
Was it difficult to find a club that, you know, were used to working or training people with visual impairments?
Yeah, it was quite tough actually, but I struck a gold mine really with Sports City Velo, based at the National Cycling Centre. They were a huge help. They got in some tandems. I know now that they have more stokers than they did when I was there. So I think it's great to see that that's a sort of a trailblazing thing that's going on at the moment, you know. But it was quite tough at first to try and find someone who would be really supportive, you know, because it can be difficult because sometimes clubs don't really know how they can support people, and it's tough for them as well. But I think to see that British Blind Sports have now created this activity finder, I think is a brilliant, brilliant idea, and hopefully can encourage people and clubs to get on there and register themselves.
We think about sport, you've obviously taken it to, you know, a really professional level. You've taken it to the top, really. But there's so much that people can get from sport, even beyond, you know, the sort of keep fit and the health side of things.
Sport has a huge amount of benefits. You know, socially, you meet so many new people, and you make so many new friends. You know, it brings you out of yourself. For me, I think it kind of really helped improve my self-esteem as a young child. And sport can have so many benefits, being fit and healthy, but obviously creating new friends and meeting new groups of people.
Also joining us from West Bromwich Albion, we have Paul Glover. And Paul, West Brom is a very accessible football club because you do have blind and partially sighted football teams, is that right?
Yes, so we have one of the three blind football teams in the country. We don't currently have a partially sighted team, but we do have one of the talent hubs that the FA ask us to run for young people with vision impairments to get onto the talent path.
How long has the blind team been running then, and how did it come about?
Yeah, I think the blind team's been running about 10 years. It precedes myself. The state's one of only three teams in the National League now, and the only one with an association with a professional club. And I think it was just local players in the area that sort of came to us and showed interest in sort of picking it up and starting, really.
It's a great example of diversity. Is that something the club's very strong on?
Yeah, we've got a really strong diversity programme across, obviously, disability, gender, ethnicity as well.
Tell me a bit about the teams then. What kind of things happen? Do they play in leagues? Do they train? Is it like any other sort of junior or adult football squad?
We have two sessions for blind footballers. We have a development session for the younger players, and then that feeds into the sort of adult league team that plays with National League, and they play roughly once a month.
So there's a real opportunity then for people to come along and if they want, you know, develop it and take part in competitions?
Yeah, absolutely. So we play obviously in the National League, National Cup, an additional FA Cup that's run, and there's plans for us to go over to the Czech Republic with the team as well this year, which will include some of the younger players. Really, the opportunity is there for them. Blind football is a paid pathway for elite performers. So players that play within the England team are actually paid a wage to do so. So it's a great opportunity for any youngsters that are sort of B1 that might want to be interested in that.
Fantastic to hear that blind football is at that stage. You can be a paid professional. I mean, can people just come along though for fun, make friends? Because it can make a massive difference to someone with a visual impairment, you know, on top of the health benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's definitely the social element. We try and mix that up as best we can. So within the team training, obviously that's a focus on the performance athletes. But we then have the development session, like I say, that can have just players that just want to come and socialise. In addition to that, we've got some youth club activities now that are sort of developing and giving that first taste of sport and other social activities for young people that have vision impairments.
Do you get feedback from the players or the parents to what it's like being there?
Response we get is really good. We do surveys every now and then just to make sure that we're doing everything correctly. I think that what we get is that people are very comfortable in the environment. The coaches that we've got are very good at adapting the sessions, so it suits the needs of the individuals. And just that it's a very friendly club to be involved with.
Logan, really showing there from West Bromwich Albion that potential to grow players, if they want, is there, or they can just enjoy it for fun and for fitness. And we also heard from Sophie taking her sport to the Paralympic level. Now, if there are people who'd like to learn more about sport in their area, or perhaps there are some organisations who would like to have their details on the activity finder to show that they are accessible and welcoming for blind and partially sighted people, what's the best way for them to get more info or to get on the list?
To contact British Blind Sport, you can just visit our website, britishblindsport.org.uk, and contact us through there. You can email us on info@britishblindsport.org.uk, or you can give us a call on 01926424247, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter as well.
It is a fantastic resource. Let's hope that more clubs, organisations and so on do get their names on the activity finder and show that they are open for business when it comes to attracting blind and partially sighted people. But for the moment, to Logan, to Sophie and to Paul, thanks to all of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Alan.